Welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of the Student Alumni Council Podcast. Today, I am joined by Abby Krumel. Abby is an OSU alum, current Master's in Legal Studies student, and currently works in the College of Optometry on Alumni Relations. Thank you, Abby, for joining us today. Let's get into questions. Would you be willing to tell me a little bit about your OSU time, your major's involvement, and maybe your path after school?
Yeah, absolutely. So I graduated in December of 2021. I graduated with a bachelor's degree in public affairs and a bachelor's degree in international relations with a minor in Spanish. My college experience was a little bit unprecedented. The COVID pandemic happened in the spring semester of my junior year, which was super unfortunate. A lot of things that I had hoped to do or was looking forward to were unfortunately either canceled or moved to a virtual format. But during college, specifically before sort of the pandemic happened, and then for that final semester where we were back in person, I was a university ambassador, so I was a campus tour guide. I was involved in Alpha Phi Omega, Phi Alpha Delta, Ohio State Pen Pals, and some other organizations, John Glenn Student Ambassadors. So I was pretty heavily involved throughout my college time, which I really enjoyed. And then after college, I started pretty much right away working as an admissions counselor in the undergraduate admissions office at Ohio State. That was also the same office that I had worked in as a student ambassador, student tour guide, and then made my way to the Office of International Affairs, and now as an engagement and alumni relations associate with the College of Optometry here at OSU.
Very nice. So you said you worked a little bit for the Office of International Affairs. Did you have any study abroad experience while you were a student?
I did, yeah. So the summer after my sophomore year, I did a summer study abroad to Tel Aviv, Israel. So I studied abroad at Tel Aviv University. The program I did was Middle Eastern conflict and conflict resolution with a little combined program of Arabic 1. So an introduction to Arabic. Don't ask me to speak Arabic. I don't really remember any more of it. But that was a 6-week summer study abroad that I did in Israel. So I really, really enjoyed that. I loved my time abroad. I'm still in contact with some of the friends that I made. And then I got 6 credit hours towards my international relations major, which was really cool, really useful. Those were 2 classes roughly that I didn't have to take here on Columbus campus, which was super cool to get that in-country experience.
And what are some of the experiences there that you had that help you day to day, just like go through life or face challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say one of kind of the first main challenges was living abroad in another country. I think that in and of itself, just like packing to study abroad, trying to think of everything that you're going to need for the next 6 to 7 weeks, not knowing what might be available to you. A lot of countries obviously are different from the United States. So, you know, I wasn't able to just order something off of Amazon or run to Target, right? So those are things that I had to definitely kind of prepare for, not just packing wise what I needed to bring, but also just kind of mentally prepare for that. And then also prepare to study abroad for a language barrier. You know, you're experiencing a different culture, you're experiencing sometimes multiple different languages, which was in the case of myself, different food, just different societal norms, things like that. So it was definitely a very huge learning opportunity for me. I'm definitely grateful. It was not without its challenges, so to say. Definitely, I would say the first couple of days were a little bit, not overwhelming, but it was just getting kind of used to everything. You know, okay, this is where I can go get food. This is where, you know, my classes are. Okay, this is where I can connect to like Wi-Fi on my cell phone, right, to get service. So I'm definitely incredibly thankful for that experience. Not only did it show me the world in a very different perspective, which is incredibly useful to have, and I got to experience different cultures, different languages, different food, which is always super fun. But just having that environment to say I went and lived for a place that wasn't my hometown or wasn't my college city, or just, you know, off campus in a house that I lived in with my friends. So I really enjoyed it. I recommend it for everyone to study abroad anywhere if they have the opportunity. opportunity to. It's also a great talking point as well with like future employers for internships or jobs. People are always super interested to hear where you've lived.
So you mentioned internships. What were some of the internship experiences you had while you were in school?
Yeah. So the majority of my internships were virtual because of the COVID pandemic starting, and then those couple of years after COVID, where things were still pretty much virtual. First, I interned, I was a communications intern with a nonprofit called Foundations for the Defense of Democracy. They're based out of Washington, DC. They focus on like foreign policy, national security. So I was a communications intern working on essentially compiling their news aggregates for the researchers and policy analysts to analyze essentially. I also interned for the U.S. State Department. That was also virtual. So I was an intern in their Office of World Religion and International Relations. I was an intern with their special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism. So that was a really neat internship opportunity that I had. I wish it was in person. And then I also interned in person at the Ohio State House. So I was a constituent aide for a representative. That was in person. Those are sort of the main three that I did. I also volunteered on and off with Legal Aid Society of Ohio, which they are based downtown. My volunteering was virtual. But yeah, really, really nice, diverse set of internship experiences that I had. Wish they were all in person, but oh well.
How did you find these? Or did you do any networking to get these internships?
Yeah, so a lot of my searching or a lot of my internships came about from my personal search. I did have support from both of the colleges that I was enrolled in. So Public Affairs, John Glenn, and the College of Arts and Sciences. They had ways that were able to point me in the direction. So in John Glenn, for an example, a lot of students that go through there do intern or work at the Ohio State House in some capacity. So I did a little bit of digging, kind of found what I was interested in. And then, you know, submitted the application for that, reached out to that person. Same thing with the State Department. The College of Arts and Sciences shared, you know, a lot of international relations students will intern on the federal level or for NGOs, non-governmental organizations. So students might intern at the State Department. They might intern for some like nonprofit think tanks that look at international relations, like the Middle East Institute, that sort of thing. So that was it. That application process was through USA Jobs. So again, just worked kind of with my advisor and some people on campus to say, how do I navigate USA Jobs? Because it's really big, it's really complicated. And so that's how I found out. So my internships specifically were sort of me diving in to see what in particular I wanted to do, what in particular I wanted to intern. But the ideas for where to look were definitely provided to me by like my career counselors.
How have you seen these internships set you up for success in your career now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it definitely is worth mentioning that in a way, it's kind of more about who you know versus what you know. It's definitely not the case for everything. And all of my like current full-time employment opportunities, those positions I feel have been secured more through sort of who I know, seeing maybe the experiences that I have on my resume, that type of thing, as well as being an Ohio State grad, an Ohio State alum, current student, for career opportunities specifically at Ohio State that I've encountered thus far. But I would say, kind of coming off of that, with the different internships, it's a really nice talking point. So I think a lot of students, when they are searching for jobs or maybe internships towards the end, it's really helpful to kind of reach out to maybe people that you have interned with in the past and say, hey, I'm looking to go back to this company or organization that I interned for. Do you mind putting in a good word for me? For example, I interned with the U.S. State Department and I'm still in contact with my manager that I had. We're connected on LinkedIn. We will occasionally email back and forth. And I had found an internship opportunity for the following year at an embassy, another country's embassy based in Washington, D.C. So I just casually mentioned it to her and said, hey, I'm interested in interning here. Do you happen to know these people? She was like, yeah, actually I do. I'm like best friends with one of them. And so she actually put in a word. She reached out, she emailed, she said, hey, this person was an intern of mine. Abby was an intern of mine. She's interested. You know, she comes highly recommended, all of these things like that. COVID impacted that internship. So unfortunately, they canceled the whole program. I didn't get to participate. But that was a really nice way. I wasn't just submitting my resume and application. I wasn't just a name on a piece of paper. I came now with, oh, somebody knows me. And I also interned at this other related organization. So definitely, if you play your cards right, so to say, I think it can be really beneficial for students to utilize their experiences and their networks to look further. And I know a lot of students too end up, securing full-time jobs at the places that they interned with. I have several friends from college that happened to. They interned at different companies and ended up working full-time for those companies upon graduation. So I definitely highly recommend internships for students if they're able to complete those.
Nice. You're currently pursuing a master's degree in legal studies, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Did you always want to pursue a master's degree, or did that come up sometime later?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was always interested in pursuing some sort of master's degree. I really enjoy learning, so I knew if I definitely had the opportunity, I would enjoy doing that. And during undergrad, I had always wanted to go to law school. I thought, oh, I'll graduate undergrad, I'll do 3 years of law school. For me personally, I discovered that probably wasn't the route that I wanted to take. I wasn't really interested in law school anymore, but I was interested in maybe just having some sort of like general legal knowledge. If anything, it interested me. So I was fine, pursuing some sort of higher education degree. So then I stumbled upon Ohio State's Master in the Study of Law program, which was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted to do. It's a relatively quick program. It's only 30 credit hours, and it's designed for individuals who are not going to law school. They have no intention of going to law school, but they just kind of want to have a little bit of a general legal understanding. So there's different concentrations, and there's been individuals in my classes so far. Most of us are working professionals, which is great. And there's folks that work in all sorts of places, higher ed, business, the government, they work in finance, they work in healthcare. It's just kind of a nice, if you're interested in pursuing a master's degree, if you enjoy learning, you obviously, it's not going to disadvantage you by taking any sort of these classes. So, law school probably not for me. I don't really know if I could go back to school full time for 3 years, although I did love my time at Ohio State. I'm not sure if I could be a full time student again. So, this program is really nice for me working full time to be able to still kind of get to pursue like learning, being a lifelong learner, as I would consider myself, also getting a master's degree, getting, some knowledge as well to have with that, just to have a better understanding of the world per se.
So, is there something specific you plan on doing and utilize the master's degree to propel you to get you there, or is it just so that you're learning and utilizing it in wherever you can?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say for now, I'm just learning and just working to gain those additional skills. I kind of view it with the mindset of it can't hurt me, right? To have a master's degree at the end of this, to have additional knowledge. I try to encourage everyone, if you have the opportunity to pursue a master's degree, it can't hurt you, right? To have, those letters after your name, to have that additional degree, and, most importantly, that knowledge. So I don't really have any specific plans right now with my master's degree. There's not a specific place that I want to work at or like a specific career path in mind. But I see that's also the case for most of my like classmates in the program as well. Most of them are relatively established in their careers. So it's kind of also nice to be a part of a cohort where everyone is just, they enjoy the material, they want to learn. Nobody is really in the program, at least from my perspective that I've seen so far, to pursue a certain career, such as like a paralegal, or they want to go on to law school, that sort of thing.
You mentioned earlier that you were working in the Office of International Affairs. What did you enjoy about being on the other side of the study abroad and helping students be able to do something that you enjoyed so much while you were a student?
Yeah, absolutely. So I worked for the Global Gateway office. So to give a little bit of context, Ohio State has three offices located in China, India, and Brazil. So I worked for essentially the Columbus campus liaison within Global Gateways. It was really nice interacting with students, so international students coming to Ohio State and sort of being on the reverse end. I didn't do my full, post-grad education abroad. I didn't do all 4 years abroad, like our international students are here at Ohio State. But my study abroad experience definitely helped to put a little bit into perspective how it can be overwhelming, arriving to a new country, a new institution, a new university. But I really loved working with the students and hearing their stories and hearing their experiences, hearing why, out of all the universities in the entire world, did they choose Ohio State? What they're looking forward to here on the Columbus campus, what they enjoy about the city. So I just really enjoy getting to hear students' experiences and student stories. Also, a little bit of nostalgia as well, since I, myself was an undergrad at Ohio State, hearing like where students lived on campus and things like that. It was nice to maybe give them recommendations, check out this study spot or maybe grab food from here, that sort of thing. So really enjoyed just sharing my perspective or my Ohio State perspective with students, but then also hearing 100% their stories and why they're here at Ohio State, and what they enjoy about it.
So clearly you're busy with a master's, like working on a master's degree and working full time. What ways have you learned to balance work and studies and personal life all in one?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. So, kind of what works for me is I keep a very strict work schedule. So, I like to tend to start work a little bit earlier in the day, maybe a little bit earlier than the conventional, like 8 to 5, so to say. And one of the ways that I've really helped to balance or manage my work-life balance is if my current job allows to have a very strict cutoff time. So for context, I usually end work either at like 4 or 4:30. Kind of depends on like a lunch break and specifically when I start in the day. But if I have no events or anything that I need to manage, on the weekend or in the evening, I'm very strict about that. I think that's super important to have that work-life balance, to say, okay, at this time, I'm going to close my laptop and I'm going to be done with work for the day. I know some people choose to not even have like work email on their phone and stuff after hours, so they're not getting notifications, things like that. That being said, while I'm working, I try to make sure that, being super productive so that I can have that clear cutoff time, as well. And I think too, just time management is probably the golden word. I think everyone hears that all throughout their entire life, of, managing time well, things like that. For me, it just really helps to stick to like a schedule. I live and die by my calendar, just to know, okay, I have class on this time. I have a paper coming up. That's this time. I'm, involved in a couple organizations that I volunteer with. So, here are the meetings for that. Here are the events for this. We'll also making sure to schedule in time to spend with friends and family. And, I love to travel, making sure that I block those things out as well. So it's hard to pour out your cup if you're also not filling it up too, which I think is really key there. So time management, calendar, trying to stick to a strict schedule if that works for you. And just making sure that I don't forget to do the things that I enjoy doing.
Love that. This is a pretty broad question, so take it wherever you'd like, but what advice would you give to current students who are interested in pursuing a master's degree, either master's degree alongside working or full-time master's?
Absolutely. So I think the one thing that I would encourage students, if they're interested in, I'll kind of expand it, maybe not even just a master's degree, if they're interested in going to like law school, medical school, any sort of education post undergrad. If students want to do it, they should do it. If you're looking at the timeline and you say, okay, this master's degree is going to take 2 years, in 2 years, you're still going, say a student is like, oh, I'm 25. If I start this master's degree, I won't graduate until I'm 27. You're going to turn 27 in 2 years, and you could either turn 27 with a master's degree or without a master's degree. So I think that definitely helps put things into perspective. I think, especially in this post-COVID world, I think people are a little bit more confident, maybe not necessarily aligned with like the societal norms of what used to be, you know, oh, you have to be done with school by like this age or established in your career by this age. So, you know, if students are interested, I would say go for it. I work full time. I'm a part-time student, so I'm not doing my program full time. You know, I take one, maybe two classes a semester, and that's what works for me. Obviously, the program will take a little bit longer for me to complete because I'm doing it that way. But you know, I'm doing what's best for me. You know, what's best for my household, that type of thing. So, if students want to, I would just say go for it. It doesn't matter how long it takes for you to get it done. If you want to do it, you definitely can do it.
You mentioned that you recently took a new job as an engagement and alumni relations associate at the College of Optometry. What have you enjoyed about working at the university that caused you to stay here while transitioning to a new job?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been out of college for about 2.5 years. It'll be 3 years in December, and then I've been at Ohio State for about 2.5 years. One of the things I love working at Ohio State, Ohio State treats their staff very well, in my opinion. I've had phenomenal supervisors in every office that I've worked at, and there's a lot of opportunity for growth. So I feel very confident utilizing resources that Ohio State offers its staff and faculty, and also going to my supervisors and saying, hey, you know, I'm interested in maybe pursuing a master's degree, or I'm also a notary public. So I, you know, talked about that with my supervisor, my previous position, just different things to say, you know, hey, I'm interested in doing this to pursue my professional goals, my personal goals, that type of thing. Ohio State is very supportive. Ohio State is very affirming and understanding, and I feel, you know, very supported and saying, hey, I would like to do these things to help me in my current role. You know, how can I go about that in addition to different like online seminars that or Ohio State will offer, you know, different HR webinars, different events around campus, things like that. So I've had a really positive time working at Ohio State. I have had great relations with everyone in all of the offices that I've worked in. I still have established relations, you know, very good, positive, established relations with people in the previous offices that I've worked in, as well as just the benefits that Ohio State offers and things like that. So I have definitely enjoyed getting to work in three very different environments at Ohio State. I've gotten to learn so much, I've gotten to meet so many people, and it just helps to make me more well-versed in Ohio State in general, from working with students to now working with alumni, to having also worked with international students, in the past, different groups of stakeholders.
You're clearly very involved with OSU, have been, and still are. Being an alumni, current employee, and master's student here, what have you done to take advantage of the size and resources that Ohio State provides?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question, I feel, since I'm so involved. I think one of the things that I've done to really take advantage of the resources, one of them is the master's program. So that was very easy to get involved in and utilize as a staff member here at Ohio State. That's one of the great benefits that we have here working at the university. My program specifically is online and in the evenings, but I know working with my supervisor, if I were to have a class that was offered during maybe like the traditional workday, they would even be flexible with allowing me, you know, to log on and then log off and then log back on, you know, a little bit later in the day type of thing. So Ohio State is very supportive of people pursuing higher education, and I feel they're very supportive of people also, you know, promoting wellness and things like that as well. So, you know, one of the resources utilizing like work from home, utilizing flexible work schedule that my department offers and things like that. In terms of like other resources as a student, I definitely utilize like career services. I definitely enjoyed talking to anyone and everyone that I could talk to while I was an undergrad to kind of figure out, you know, this crazy experience called college. I think a lot of students don't realize there are so many resources available to students that they can utilize from, career counseling, from, meeting with a librarian for a research project that you're working on, counseling and consultation services, nutrition service. There's so many resources to make sure that students are focusing on, not just their academic wellness, but also, their mental wellness, spiritual wellness, physical wellness, all those sorts of things. And I feel those qualities translate as well into how OSU cares for their staff. So like I said, I definitely enjoy all the different webinars, work schedule permitting, hopping on, maybe joining like a nutrition webinar or going to like an all wellness staff event that Ohio State hosts, some of the things that they've put on, as well. There's never a dull moment working here, but it doesn't necessarily feel like I'm just logging on to work like my 8 to 5 every day. It feels like I'm working for an employer that, truly cares about my well-being and that sort of thing, which definitely keeps me motivated to do my work well, things like that.
Love that. All right. So I got two questions kind of in the same vein. What is something that if you were to go through school or your career again, that you'd do differently if you had the chance?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say one thing, and this is what I always recommend to students when I work with them, is don't be afraid to go and do things alone. Don't be afraid to go to like a medium that really interests you alone. Don't be afraid to choose a major that interests you. This isn't necessarily like my experience, but I know some students feel pressured to study something because their parents or guardians want them to, or all of their friends are. And I feel I was fortunate to come out of that shell and be pretty confident relatively early on in college. But there were definitely student organizations that I would have been super interested in attending, but I didn't have any friends that wanted to go to them, so then I didn't go. Or there might be like a class or something that I was interested in taking, but no one else thought that it was like cool or fun to take that class. So I was like, oh yeah, maybe it's not, maybe it's kind of a lame class, I don't want to take that sort of thing. So I feel like I would always just encourage students, like when you get college, you're writing your own story. Like you are determining your path in life and what you want to do with that. I took an extra semester in college because of COVID, and a lot of my friends graduated on time. That was something that initially was a little bit hard to say, oh, gosh, everyone is graduating, that type of thing. But then that last semester ended up being like one of the best semesters that I had at college. Just, choosing things for, that are right for you and that are right for your own path and, what you want to do. If I hadn't taken that last semester, I wouldn't have been able to probably start as an admissions counselor right away at Ohio State. Those types of things, get to enjoy some of those lasts that I might not have gotten to do because of COVID, that type of thing in my particular example. So I would just, always encourage students, like, you have to do you, essentially. Don't try to be influenced or bogged down by, things that you want to do that maybe other people don't want to. Like, it's okay to go do it by yourself. It's okay to, choose that major that you want to study and go attend those student organizations, because you're going to meet other people that are also interested in those same things. That's why, you're all there at that same meeting or in that same major or in that same class. So I think if I would have done something a little bit differently during my undergrad, I think it would have been to know kind of that messaging from like day one, to hit the ground running and say, okay, these are the things I'm interested in. I'm going to go join the student organizations. I'm going to really take a deep dive, in what I want to major in, and all of that. So something I would do a little bit differently. Fortunate enough, I feel, to have learned that a little bit earlier, but it's something that I wish all students would know.
Yeah, that's great advice. You definitely, if you're going to go through all this again, do that last semester. Is there anything else that you can think of that you would definitely do again? You're really happy, you made that decision.
Yeah, I would 100% be a campus tour guide again. I had so much fun doing that. It was a really neat job too. We gave campus tours to prospective and admitted students throughout the year. So I'm sure if you're on campus, you probably see them walking backwards around, with a big group of people following them. I would 100% do that job again. I loved it. I had so much fun. I met so many good friends through that program. And it was also really great, I would say, to help boost my resume too, because I could put on their presentation skills, public speaking skills. We had a giant script that we had to memorize, so attention to detail. We also got to meet really cool people. So we didn't always give tours to prospective students. Like I got to give a tour once to a bunch of government affairs people at Ohio State, which was super cool. Like I was freaking out, as a student, like I hope they like me and things like that. And they had, it was a great time. It was a great tour with them. So having those different opportunities and then being able to walk into an interview and say, like, I was pretty much the first person that hundreds of guests on a daily basis to Ohio State would interact with. That really carries a lot of weight to be able to say, yeah, as a college student, like I was entrusted with this responsibility. And then addition to that, it was just super fun. So I would definitely be a campus tour guide again, 100%. And then I think just trying all the different things that I tried and did in college too, I think I would do again, from going, even if it was a student organization that like I thought I might be interested in, going to that meeting and saying, yeah, this interests me, or no, this doesn't interest me. I think all of those different learning experiences, all of the different free stuff, I would definitely take advantage of that again as a student. But yeah, so I think that's what I would say for that
Well, thank you so
answer.
much for being willing to share a little bit of your time and experiences. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for reaching out.
Thank you for listening to the Student Alumni Council podcast. Join me next month when we hear from Kristen Cowder about her journey to starting the internet-famous candle company, Candeer.